Are you guilty of not giving your gift? I have a gift. I am no one special. The fact that I have a gift is not special either, because we all have a gift. The difference is, mine is currently sitting on the back burner, cold, moldy, and unedible. Where's yours? My gift, wasted and unused when it should be hot and ready to serve the hungry. Why? I have a million excuses why. But as I told someone just the other day, either you make things a priority or you make an excuse. Seems my list of excuses has finally caught up with me. I'm here to write, inspire, and make a difference with my words, so that they in turn make an impact and help change the world for the better. What's your gift? So today I tell you, and when I say you, I always mean me, stop making excuses for wasting your gift. We say we don't have the time, the tools, influence, or money. Excuses. What's your excuse? We know what we came here to do. We all do. It calls us. Sometimes it whispers, and other times it screams. Well, tonight I heard a lot of screaming. I am not here to apologize. I am here to recommit to you, me, the planet, and the universe that I am ready to get back to giving my gift. Are you? I had a feeling of hopelessness tonight. Through my tears, as they soaked the coat of my beautiful dog, Rue, I whispered in her ear, "How can I make a difference?" I was not expecting her to reply. It was more of a plea to the universe, or whoever was listening. And the answer was there. It always is. Write. What is it whispering to you? So here I am. I'm showing up. Letting it be known that I know. I am raising my hands to the sky. I hear you. I don't always know what it is I am to write, but I trust that it will show up. We have to trust in ourselves, start believing in ourselves, committing to ourselves to be our truest selves, not some carbon copies mirroring back what the world wants to see in us, what we think the world wants to see in us, expects from us. Let us not allow the world to distract us from who we are and what we are here to do. We are not victims of life. Carelessly being tossed by the waves of social media and the news, ruled by alarm clocks and iPhones, led by fall fashions, holiday-themed tablecloths, and who's kneeling in the NFL. No, let us not be distracted. Let us reclaim our gifts and share them with the world so that we can awaken our true spirits, where every day is a new opportunity to take back our lives so that we may live them passionately, allowing us to live a life we love in a world we are proud of. All of this is still possible. The moment we start giving our gift, we change the world. Right back soon. Love, Annie.